This is Catherine Giraudeau with PodTech News. It's Monday, July 24th, and it's official. Microsoft is coming out with a digital music player to rival the iPod, the Zune. Microsoft's General Manager of Marketing, Chris Stevenson, said in a statement that the first in the Zune family of products will be available this year. Jupiter Research's Michael Gartenberg was one of the first analysts to hear about the Zune directly from Microsoft.
Microsoft recognizes that Apple right now controls a critical endpoint within the digital home. And I think Microsoft looks at this in terms of the iPod as being the first step in what could be a much larger competitive threat to their dominance in the future. And that's why they're getting into this game.
That was Michael Gartenberg, Vice President and Research Director for Jupiter Research. I asked him what he thinks Microsoft will have to do to rival Apple's iPod.
Well, there's probably three things that it needs to address. One is technical parity. I mean, this device, from just a technical perspective, synchronization, simplicity perspective, had better be at least as good as what Apple's offering. The second is they've got to deal with the fact that the iPod is more than just a device. It's a whole lifestyle associated with it. So they're going to have to come up with some really, good marketing to try and emulate the same level of cachet that the iPod has among mainstream users. And finally, they have to deal with platform. The iPod is not just the iPod. It's the new cars that come with iPod connectivity, things like Bose sound docks, cases, software. All of the stuff that leads to this positive feedback loop that the iPod enjoys. Now, something Microsoft knows well, they've created the same economy with Windows, but they're going to need to really come after Apple. And creating this platform is going to be difficult, given the iPod's very, very dominant share in the marketplace.
I would think it would be hard for Microsoft to create a different lifestyle image than the iPod. It would seem that what they would try to do is just grab some of the same demographic and the same users. So it would seem they'd have to have a similar kind of lifestyle-focused marketing campaign.
Right. And there's definitely going to have to be a lot of lifestyle marketing associated with this. But the problem is, if all you're doing is emulating Apple, then you've got a problem, because at the moment, it's not like there's legions of iPod users who are so dissatisfied with iPod and iTunes that they're just waiting for Microsoft to come along with a device and a service. So either they have to tap into somewhat of a different demographic, or they're going to have to find a better way of reaching the same demographic. And that's not something that's going to be easy.
I'm wondering if they're going to try to capture some untapped niche that Apple has not gotten with bells and whistles. It's been confirmed that it will have wireless connectivity for downloading music on the go. But there's also been some speculation on some of Microsoft's Zune developers' blogs about compatibility with satellite radio, even some talk about whether or not it will have any gaming functionality.
Any gaming capabilities, at least in the first device. They were pretty clear with me that they weren't going in that direction. In fact, one of the reasons they haven't tried tagging this with the Xbox label is because they don't want to confuse a gaming platform with a music and video platform. And it would probably be a mistake for them to do so. It tends to take your eye off the ball. In terms of additional features, satellite radio, wireless capabilities, all of these things add significantly to the cost of bill of materials. They do things like drain battery life, particularly Wi-Fi. So Microsoft's going to need a pretty compelling story why those features are differentiated. And selling into the niche market, the higher-end enthusiast market, is okay as a strategy in terms of getting something out there into the marketplace. Enthusiasts are always interested in give me the most features for the money, but the mainstream doesn't really care about that stuff. And more importantly is, when we talk about competing with iPod and iTunes, you're also competing with a guy named Steve Jobs, and he's really demonstrated that he can move the market where he wants. When Microsoft and their partners were talking about the advantages of flash-based players, Apple said you don't want flash-based players, you want hard drive-based players, and the market listened until they introduced the Shuffle and the Nano. when Microsoft tried to say it's not just about music, but it's about video and had portable media center, Apple said videos are relevant until they had video support in the iPod. And the market has typically followed Apple's messaging. So it's pretty easy to see if Microsoft adds wireless to the device and Apple doesn't add wireless, it's pretty clear what Apple's messaging is going to be. And so far, their track record has been pretty successful in getting the market to follow their messaging, not the competition's. Consumer electronics, success and failure is measured in millimeters, real tight attention to details. This is something Apple has demonstrated with iPod, and the truth is we don't have a lot of details right now about the Zune device. So that's where it's really going to get nailed down, as Microsoft starts talking specifically about what they're going to be offering, capacities, price points, services, and all that other good stuff. We'll have a better picture of how they're going to compete. But bear in mind, Apple has known this is coming. More than a year ago, Steve Jobs said the only thing left for Microsoft to do would be to enter the market themselves with their own device and their own service. And I doubt that Apple has been sitting around waiting for Microsoft to enter the market so they could give them a warm embrace and, you know, welcome to the club.
Timing has not been a real strong suit with Microsoft lately, timing of product release. Do you think there's a critical window with which Microsoft has to get this player out?
Yeah, the critical window was about 2 years ago, before Apple captured 75% of the market. And one of the reasons I think they were very strongly emphasizing getting something out this year is the last thing that they want to do is give Apple another holiday season to sell lots and lots and lots of iPods and to try and provide at least some choice in the marketplace that might resonate. The problem is the market has kind of rejected choice. Consumer choice in portable media players has been a question of, should I buy a Shuffle or a Nano or a video iPod? Not should I buy an iPod or a competitor.
Well, and Microsoft has tried to partner with various third-party hardware manufacturers to create digital music players, and they haven't flown.
Well, that's probably what led this here. Understand that what we're seeing here is significant because this is not Microsoft's business model. Microsoft's business model is, we develop technology, we license it to partners who build devices and services and collect royalties, because that's a really great leverageable model. They typically don't get into this business themselves unless they have a good reason, like they had with Xbox. But even Xbox was a little bit different because they weren't competing with their partners. So this is a case where they're licensed technology on the service side, on the device side. So all of these players have basically said, you failed to deliver anything to us. This market is too important to ignore. So now we've got to go in and actually compete with you. And, you know, as much as those guys are putting on, I think, a really good, brave game face, at the end of the day, they went to sleep last week worrying about how to compete with Apple in the fourth quarter. Now they've got to worry about how to compete with their partner in technology who's going to be launching their own branded device and service. No one has ever successfully licensed technology and competed with the licensees at the same time. We've seen Apple try this in the mid-90s. We saw Palm try this. And at the end of the day, it doesn't work out well. Either the licensees do better than you do, in which case you're not happy, or you do better than the licensees do, and they're not happy. So you can't have it at both ends of the spectrum, and that's why we've never seen, for example, a Microsoft-branded personal computer. Microsoft does the software and the technology, lets the Dells and the IBMs and the Hewlett-Packards worry about delivering. So this is a radical departure, but it shows how serious this is as an issue. Microsoft recognizes that Apple right now controls a critical endpoint within a digital home. They control one of the flows of information. And the funny thing is about Apple bits is they tend to only flow to other Apple bits and Apple devices. And that's a big stumbling block when you're trying to get your technology within the home. And I think Microsoft looks at this in terms of the iPod as being the first step in what could be a much larger competitive threat to their dominance in the future. And that's why they're getting into this game. It's not about selling iPods per se or selling songs or downloads. It's the fact that Apple has wrestled the key endpoint within the home away from Microsoft. And once you control one endpoint, that does give you some interesting leverage to other endpoints.
Well, Michael Gartenberg, thank you so much for joining me on PodTech News.
Pleasure's been mine. Have a great day now.
Michael Gartenberg is VP and Research Director for the Jupiter Research Team on Emerging Technology Platforms. Music today from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Music.podshow.com. I'm Catherine Girardeau. This is PodTech News.